Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So good to have you with us today. We have a lot of information to get through, a lot of big stories breaking all over the weekend, including one that we're going to start out with today from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Now, I just want you to imagine something. Imagine that you are in the privacy of your home, that you are just getting up, getting ready to start the day. You have your wife there, seven children. And all of a sudden, you hear banging on the door, and you realize that your home is surrounded by an army of heavily armed FBI agents. Well, that's exactly what happened over the weekend with a prominent member of the pro-life community. We have the story up on ToddStarnes.com. And this should alarm every single freedom-loving American in the nation. It's absolutely reprehensible what happened at this home when these FBI agents took into custody a very well-known Catholic leader, pro-life leader, and best-selling author. Mark Houck is his name. And in front of his wife and children, he was shackled with a gun pointed at his head. Very few Republicans are speaking out about this, but one man in particular is, and I really respect that this man has the boldness to come out and condemn what happened in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He's the man who wants to be the next Republican governor of Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano, and he is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. So good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Todd. It really is chilling what's going on. I mean, I was in the Army for 30 years, and that is the kind of raid we do against known insurgents who are heavily armed and defended by, you know, military-grade weapons. We'd send, you know, about 30 or so special ops and many vehicles, and the only thing that was missing here, Todd, was breaking down the door, and I bet you that would have happened had the House, of course, been delayed in answering.
I'm with you, Doug. That's what I was expecting. You're the battering ram, the whole nine yards. Can you give us some background on what happened, what led to this raid?
Yeah, apparently about a year ago, there was an incident between us. So the victim, of course, here is the guy we're speaking about, Mark. He's a sidewalk counselor at a clinic, and apparently one of the pro-abortion counselors got into an altercation with Mark's 12-year-old kid, and apparently the protagonist was pushing around or whatever and fell over, and a district court in Philadelphia threw the case out. That's not good enough for Joe Biden, though, so Joe Biden is now using the federal charges and federal agents to enforce this law. Now, look, that's fine, but show up with, you know, two or four agents and discreetly go in with a couple cars and, you know, do what you have to do. But this is obviously, Todd, it's designed to send a signal per Joe Biden's awful, horrific speech in Independence Hall last month here to political opponents here that he is going to go against us and he wants us to sit down and comply.
No, I think you're right. And Doug, we did the homework here. We looked, and apparently shoving, which is what he is accused of doing here, shoving would be a misdemeanor. Certainly not worthy of sending out an army of, what, 30, they're telling us, up to 30 FBI agents to some guy's home. I think you're right. I think this is meant to again send a message, much like the FBI and the Biden administration sent a message when they dispatched FBI agents to the homes of moms and dads raising concerns about school boards.
Exactly. Yeah, and thank you for bringing that up here. And, you know, what we see in my opponent is an echo of this here. you know, he didn't let any rock be unturned when it came to enforcing our governor's shutdowns or even suing our kids to keep a mask up or you know, supporting the idea it's okay to have boys in the girls' bathroom. And so my opponent, Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, wants to make Pennsylvania that kind of police state. And I say that because he did that during the COVID shutdown. He never came to the defense of parents or business owners, sued to keep business shut down, even sued the Little Sisters of the Poor, waging a political war against these beautiful nuns who've dedicated their lives to helping the poor over a religious issue. You know, I thought the left was supposed to be so tolerant, but apparently only when you agree with them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And of course, we've seen over the past couple of days, Republican campaigners, volunteers that have been attacked in Texas, one in Massachusetts, and of course, that horrible story out of North Dakota where the poor kid was mowed down because he was accused of being a Republican extremist. Doug, I think the message here is that words matter, and this administration is trying to bully and intimidate conservatives and Republicans.
And here we go. We have, you know, a misdemeanor, as you rightly said, a shoving match, you know, on a sidewalk outside an abortion clinic. Where is the justice? Where is the night raid, as I'll call them? That's what we call them in Afghanistan. Where's the night raid against those left-wingers that had been burning down and vandalizing emergency crisis pregnancy centers? Where is the similar reaction against that horrible man in North Dakota running down a beautiful 18-year-old kid over a political disagreement? And we're only seeing this application of heavy-handed weaponization of DOJ, you know, on our side. And we're supposed to have equal justice before the law. And I renounce this. I'm calling for people, leaders in the FBI, to throw the BS flag up when they see this here. Somebody's got to step in. Just following orders doesn't work. We need to have equal application of the law, and we need proportionality. And what we're seeing now is not. Right now we're seeing an assault on our freedoms here, and it needs to end.
Doug Mastriano is the Republican candidate for governor in the state of Pennsylvania. We got word over the weekend, Liz Cheney, the outgoing Republican congresswoman from Wyoming, says that she would campaign against, and she singled out two people, Carrie Lake in Arizona, and you. And I'd like to get your reaction to that.
Teddy Roosevelt says you could judge a man's character based off of who his enemies are. So thank you, Liz. Liz has been on the wrong side of history, she and her dad. I happened to fight in two of her three of her daddy's wars, and you know, and we watched the Cheney family get rich off these wars here. So consider the source.
Well said, and it's a great point. Let's talk real quick about the campaign. You're fighting not only against the Democrats, but those establishment Republicans. How are things going out there for you?
We are, you know, heavily outspent. You know, in every contested race around the nation, my thoughts on this are being borne out that we'll be outspent, you know, whether it's in Arizona or Maryland or Pennsylvania. You pick a state that's a battleground. But we're really heartened. You know, we've seen my opponent spent like $26 million in ads, and in the midst of running these terrible hyperbolic ads, you know, against a retired Army colonel, top secret access for 30 years, serving my country my entire adult life, you know, and fighting wars to defend our Constitution, trying to label people like me extreme. You know, I guess, Todd, I'm extreme when it comes to defending the American people, that I was willing to lay down my life for them. I guess I'm extreme on the Constitution, defending our rights, since I actually did defend them in faraway places. But it hasn't worked. We've watched a series of four polls out there from reliable groups, and we're just looking at those with a good reputation. Trafalgar had a poll about a month ago. I was 4 points behind. Emerson College a week later, 3 points behind. Another Trafalgar poll a week and a half ago, 2 points behind. And Richard Barris's group has me tied. We're doing our own polling in Pennsylvania, and we've seen Democrat leads in Democrat counties be cut in half in the midst of me not even running TV ads yet, and we're about to start doing that. So we're heartened. Todd, we're taking our message directly to the people, and this is a fact. We've just about completed hitting each and every of the 67 counties in Pennsylvania. We're going to wrap it up in Bucks County Saturday, near Washington's Crossing State Park, a very important place. And, you know, we have your platform, of course. Thank you for sharing it with us and, you know, going directly online and social media. And we're seeing this movement across the state that's just incredible.
Well, anytime you need to come on the show between now and Election Day, you let us know. You have an open invitation. Very excited about your campaign. And, man, you've been taking a lot of hits from the establishment Republicans and the Democrats, which tells me you're hitting somebody where they need to be hit. And I really appreciate you standing up for this pro-life leader, this author. Absolutely reprehensible what has happened to this guy. Doug, we're going to have to leave it there, and I know we have a link to your website, but tell folks, where can they go if they want to get more information and help out the campaign?
Yeah, please help out. We are the Keystone State. We get it right in Pennsylvania. I think we could change the course for America. It's DougForGov.com.
All right. Very easy and very simple, folks. Get involved. Every vote matters. Doug, appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
All right. Likewise, Doug Mastriano, a military veteran, served in two wars, and now he is in a political war, taking on establishment Republicans and the Democrats there in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. But folks, again, put yourself back in the shoes of this pro-life leader, Mark Houck, who is a good and decent man. The accusation is he shoved a pro-abortion activist who was getting in the face of his 12-year-old son and saying all sorts of horrible things. And I suspect you, mom and dad, would do the exact same thing. The federal court threw out a lawsuit, but now the FBI is cracking down and sending 30 FBI agents, your tax dollars at work, 30 FBI agents in an early morning raid on the family home over what is, in fact, on the books in Pennsylvania, a misdemeanor crime. So if you don't believe that the Biden administration is using the FBI as a bully pulpit, you better wake up, because it's happening. And we've got a lot more examples of that that we're going to share throughout the program today. Also, I want to remind you of an exciting thing that's happening all this coming month, and we're getting an early start here on the Todd Starnes radio program. Last year, we raised thousands of dollars for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. You know, Alliance Defending Freedom, they've been defending us all the way to the Supreme Court, and most importantly, they have been winning those cases. And they do not charge a single penny for any of their clients. They completely rely on donations from people like our listeners. Look, we've all been concerned about the cancel culture, whether it is a public school teacher being fired for refusing to teach woke ideology, or a business that comes under attack by left-wing activists. Cancel culture is truly harming American society every day. And that's why I'm asking you to lend a helping hand for Alliance Defending Freedom, the world's largest nonprofit legal organization. They are committed to protecting religious freedom, parental rights, free speech, and the sanctity of life. Now, you've got a couple of ways that you can help. Go to ToddStarnes.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. You'll see it right there. Just scroll down and you will see the banner, and you can make a tax-deductible donation. Now, Tyson Langhofer of ADF says that truth is the number one weapon in the battle against cancel culture.
It takes courage to speak the truth, and it takes courage to stand up to the repressive regime of cancel culture. At Alliance Defending Freedom, I get to see that courage in the clients we serve every day. Since 2011, ADF has won 13 cases at the U.S. Supreme Court. We've also achieved more than 435 victories for students and faculty across the country. We have a 91% success rate when we file lawsuits in those cases. When Americans have the courage to fight cancel culture, we can win. What about you? Are you ready to join us and do your part to stand up for the truth?
And here's how we can do that. Your generous gift of $100 or more is going to help Alliance Defending Freedom protect your God-given rights against unconstitutional government overreach. Now, get this. Right now, all this week, thanks to a generous friend of ADF, your first gift in any amount will be doubled. If it's $10, $20, $100, $200. So right now, go to todstearns.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or you can call 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. I'm very excited, folks. This year, we're hoping to raise $50,000 for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. We've got to do our part as they're fighting for our freedom at the Supreme Court. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 if you want to weigh in on this raid on the pro-life family. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. We're all feeling the pain at the pump and at the grocery store, too. The market is plunging, and Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. But even worse, seniors are struggling to survive. It's not time to panic, but it is time to act. My friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, will help you save money on things like cell phone plans, travel, and restaurants. But AMAC does much more than offer senior discounts. Your membership will support their nonprofit AMAC Action, which takes the challenges against our Constitution and a free market straight to Capitol Hill. Joining is easy. Just go to amac.us/starns to start saving today. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC, and you should too. AMAC cares about you and America, so save money and support conservative causes. Go to amac.us/starns. It's only $16 per year, and great news, anyone can join. Go to amac.us/starns. That's amac.us/starns. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And we're going to get to this amazing story out of Italy. I'm telling you, folks, Donald Trump not only revolutionized politics here in the United States of America, but he had a global impact on politics. This idea of spreading freedom around the world. You know, that was the whole plan for George W. Bush and Liz Cheney's father, Daddy Dick Cheney. Daddy Dick wanted to wage all of these wars so that they could usher in freedom across the Middle East. But instead, come to find out that the people of the Middle East really don't want freedom. They really don't want to coexist with Israel. What they want is to destroy Israel, and they want to destroy Christianity. So they had no interest in an American-style democracy. They had no interest in our way of life or our freedoms. And how many thousands of American soldiers lost their lives, the amount of American treasure lost because of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney's wars? Again, it's and you can go back and study this, and history will no doubt detail what happened. But instead of taking care of business in Afghanistan, what happened? We up and ran and got ourselves into a war in Iraq. So what's happened? Well, there is no freedom. When you look at and honestly, if you're standing there as a military veteran, you're saying, what was the point of all of this? But meanwhile, you have Donald Trump, the one president who did not get us involved in another war. Donald Trump went out there and he was preaching the gospel of freedom and the American way of life. And what's happening? People are embracing it. Look at what just happened in Sweden and then yesterday in Italy with the election of Giorgia Meloni, who, by the way, they want you to think that she's some sort of a female Mussolini. I mean, even some of the conservative news networks are buying into the language, calling her a far right extremist. Well, I want you to hear, this is what she said earlier today. She is preparing to be the first female premier in the country's history. Here's what she had to say in Italy. Quote, "We defend God, country, and family, built on opposition to gender ideology and the LGBT lobby, alongside support for strong borders and an end to limitless mass migration." Well, who does that sound like, ladies and gentlemen? All she needed to do was come down a golden escalator and talk about how huge her platform was. I'm just saying. So anyway, she has really triggered the establishment elites all over Europe, and they're freaking out over this. But I'm telling you something, she's got a backbone of steel, this one, and she's not gonna tolerate any of the threats coming out of the European Union. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. Y'all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, our good friend, wants to give back exclusively to our listeners. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. You better order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable, and they have a cool, crisp feel. And they come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so you better order right now. Call 1-800-986-3994 and use the promo code STERNS. That's 1-800-986-3994. Or you can go to MyPillow.com/STERNS. That's MyPillow.com/STERNS and use the promo code STERNS. And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting from our Rocky Top Studios. What a great football game. It was pretty close there at the end, but you know, the Vols, we never make it easy. We always want to keep people right on the edge of their seats, and a huge win for the program. Congratulations, Coach Josh Heupel. And by the way, now ranked number 8 in America. And I don't know if you haven't been to Neyland Stadium, you got to go to Neyland Stadium. It's an absolutely incredible experience. And especially when we do the checkerboard, which is you got the orange and the white checkerboard. I can't imagine a more beautiful scene in all of America. So anyway, all that to say, we have a lot of Southeastern Conference football fans that listen to the program. And at least during football season, we may have to be cordial enemies. What can I tell you? We're coming after you, Georgia. We're coming after you, the Bulldogs. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Can I tell you about this crazy story out of Chattanooga, Tennessee? First of all, I have to give a huge round of thanks and gratitude to our listening audience, and especially you folks on KWAM. KWAM and this talk show, by the way, we are the only people telling you about this crazy drag show that was supposed to take place over the weekend at the Memphis Museum of Science and History. And all you know what broke loose when we started sharing the details. Now, the local media, they weren't talking about this story at all. I mean, they were completely ignoring the story. But we were telling you guys about it, and we urged you on the show Friday to call the museum, to raise your concerns, to email the media spokesperson at the museum, and to share your thoughts and opinions on how inappropriate it is for children to be cavorting about with drag queens at a museum that's supposed to be about science. So anyway, we had a reporter down there, our very own Ben Dieter. We'll try to get him on the show later this week. But he was the eyes and the ears of the program. And it turns out that the event was canceled at the very last second. And our understanding is there were tons of kids there. Some of them were in pajama pants. And the police come in, the Memphis Police Department, and they shut it all down. They said there were armed protesters. That's what the museum said. Well, I want to set the record straight because we have the video. It turns out that the Proud Boys showed up along with a number of Christian organizations, and they were very peacefully assembled. Yes, they were armed, which is their right here in the state of Tennessee. But there were no threats. There was no vile language. As a matter of fact, the only people that were raging lunatics were, in fact, the drag queens. By the way, a couple of the drag queens were dressed as nuns, so they were mocking the Catholic faith. May I just ask a question here? And it's a rhetorical question, but what would have happened if you'd had people out there mocking the LGBT community? You think all you know what would break loose? But, you know, it's the Catholics, so I guess they're fair game. So anyway, all the news reporters come out and all the news coverage is very sympathetic to the drag queens. And one mother was talking about how, well, she was so disappointed because her little girl wanted to go to her first drag show. Unbelievable. But the good news is, thanks to you good people, the children in Memphis, Tennessee were protected from this nonsense. Not the case in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I know we have a lot of listeners in Chattanooga, in Cleveland, Tennessee, Nooga Radio. And I'm curious to get your take on what happened over the weekend at your child-friendly drag show. So here's the story. There was a Chattanooga Youth Pride Day celebration. I guess Pride Day is, what, a 24/7 event now? Used to be just for the entire month of June. I mean, Jesus gets Easter and Christmas. But anyway, they get a whole month plus whatever happened over the weekend in Chattanooga, where they had something called Chattanooga Youth Pride Day. It was hosted at a brew pub. You can't make this up. The Wanderlinger Brewing Company hosted the drag show for the children. And this was specifically for underage kids. Some of the drag queens were dressed like Disney princesses. And what's the one? I'm not a big Disney person, but apparently one of them is like a fish, a mermaid or something. I don't know. Anyway, this particular drag queen, they invited the children up on the stage. We have the video on my website. And I don't mean to be overly graphic, but you need to understand what happened here. At some point, the children were invited on stage, and there is video of a child stroking the private area of one of the drag queens. And again, these are men dressed like women. Now, what I find to be horrifying, aside from that, is the fact the drag queen not only did not stop the child, the drag queen implied through his expressions, his facial distortions, that he was enjoying the moment. Beyond that, not a single adult in the room tried to stop the child. Not a one. And it seems to me that everybody in that room over the age of 18 ought to be charged with child abuse, or at least aiding and abetting in child abuse. So I went over to the Wanderlinger Brewing Company's website, and I was hoping that I might be able to find some statement. But as soon as you go to the website of the brewing company, something very interesting happens. There's a message that pops up. And the message on the Wanderlinger Brewing Company's website specifically asks if you are of drinking age. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to answer no. I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to answer no, and we will see what happens. So I hit the no, I am not of drinking age, and all of a sudden, a big website alert pops up and says, because I am not of legal age, I am not allowed to view their website. I took screenshots. You can see it on my website. So here we are at the website. You have to be of a specific age over the, what is the drinking age now? Is it 21? It's 21. Thank you, Kyle. Wait, Kyle, how do you know that? Never mind. So anyway, the drinking age, 21. If you're not over the age of 21, then you're not allowed to go onto the website. So why is it that they have more mechanisms in place to protect underage children on their website than they do in the actual brew house itself? You're telling me that it's okay for a kid to caress the private parts of a drag queen in your brewing company, but God forbid they go on your website? Now, let me explain this, because there's nothing humorous about this. There's nothing funny about this. This is disgusting. And what happened in Chattanooga at the Wander Linger Brewing Company is the classic definition of grooming. Forcing the children to accept something that is unnatural. By the way, they had a drag queen storybook time in the brewing company. This was all designed to make children believe that all of this is normal. Well, there you go again, Todd. You're just attacking the LGBT community. How dare you attack the transgender? No. This has nothing to do with LGBT. I don't know anything about the sexuality of these drag queens. Drag is not a part of the LGBT alphabet. Drag is grown men dressing as women. They could be straight. They could not be. That is not the point. We are watching very provocative performances. As a matter of fact, there are plenty of people defending all of this. Well, Todd, this is nothing more than a contest, like a singing competition, like a talent contest. How dare you? What would you say, Todd, about those beauty pageants featuring the little girls? Well, you know what? That's a great point. I think those are pretty awful, too. And I've been pretty vocal about that. I got a big problem with anybody sexualizing a child. And I hope you do, too. I don't care if it's in a little kiddie beauty pageant where you got your kid dolled up, wearing next to nothing on stage, or if you're taking the kid to a drag show. I'd say there's a lot of blame to go around. Can I just say this? Can we not just leave the freaking kids alone? And by the way, lurking in the shadows is something that was once called pedophilia in this country, but now they're calling it minor attracted persons. You just wait and see what's about to be normalized next in the name of the sex and gender revolutionaries. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Glenda from Tennessee is calling us. Glenda, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Yes, this is Glenda, and I'm with Tennessee Neighbors for Liberty here in Chattanooga. We are a grassroots patriot group that are following this story. And we are, right, basically, we're just disgusted and appalled about what is happening here. You know, people have the right, adults have the right to do what they want to do, even if it goes against all the moral standards that we have. But when they start bringing the children in, we're speaking out on it. And we've been sitting here talking together, and we have discovered that there is a test. It's called the Miller test, and it's from 1970s. They determined that obscenity standard was too rigid for prosecutors, and they adopted a three-part test. And this test shows that what's happening here, we've got the videos. We've got every single video. It's obscene. And it cannot continue.
And you've got the videos from this weekend event. Is that what you're saying?
We absolutely have the videos. Yes, we have everything. Yes,
Glenda, let me jump in here for a moment. As someone who lives in the Chattanooga area, I mean, you guys are a very religious, conservative community. Were you surprised, are people in your group surprised at the level of sexualization that took place in that brew house?
No, we can't say we're surprised. We can say we're disappointed. But, you know, Todd, what's been taught, what's being allowed in our schools, we've gone to the school board. We've read the porn that is on our school library shelves to our school board members who say, oh, no, that's not in our schools, when we actually took it off of the shelves themselves. The things that our children are being subjected to in these, what I call, government propaganda institutes, it doesn't surprise me at all. It doesn't even surprise me that the parents who have gone through this government propaganda institute are actually bringing their children to these shows. These children don't want to be there. They're handing their children dollar bills to give to these sexually explicit performers, to hand them to them. We've got the video. One woman handed her child to this man, whatever you want to call it, dressed in leotards, and the child immediately turned to its mom and like, get me out of here, get me out of here. The mom gave him to this person dressed like that. It's appalling.
Glenda, here's what I want to do, because we're up against a break. I want to put you on hold, and we're going to get all your contact information, and also I want you to send us the rest of those videos. We have some. I have seen the one you're talking about, with the child, you know, the parent giving the child a dollar bill to stick into the thong of this man. It's appalling. And Glenda, we have a philosophy, and I think Tim Van Horn, who regularly fills in on this program, says it like this. If you're over 18, you be you. You live your life however you want to live your life. That's between you and your maker. But if you're underage, that's where we have to address this kind of nonsense. And this is just absolutely appalling. And Glenda, you tell all of your friends and neighbors in Chattanooga, listen to Nuga Radio. We're talking about these things every day on our national radio program, and we are not afraid we're not afraid to address these people. We're not afraid at all. All right, Glenda, you hang tight. You're a great American patriot. Thank you for that. So let's get her information. Folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Again, that is a toll-free telephone number. What do you tell these moms and dads who are sending their kids to these drag shows? This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Hey, Todd. What would have happened if one of those drag queens would have been dressed like the Prophet Muhammad? What do you think would have happened then? You think they would have shut down the show or not?
All right. That's Rocco, by the way, from Georgia. Rocco left us a shout out on the official Todd Stern Show app. You can get yourself a copy of that app, download it, at a website called kwamradio.com. That's kwamradio.com. That's Rocco from Georgia. And it's a great point. I will say this, Rocco, to be in fairness, if they had been dressed like Muhammad, at least they would have been covered up a little bit more. I'm just saying. It's, you know, a lot of flesh. All right, let's go to John listening to us on the KWAM app. John, what's on your mind?
Hey there, Mr. Stearns. You know, I remember that they tried this in Florida, and Governor DeSantis, I think, double check, asked his attorney general to investigate the parents for allowing their kids to go into these bars and do the drag queen and go for that drag queen show or the family thing. I would love to see the governor of Tennessee, I think this is in Tennessee, order the attorney general to investigate the parents and possibly have those kids removed out of that type of environment. Because you've said it more than once, and so did other parents, that they are grooming these kids and they are putting them in danger. So I just want to hang up and listen for your comment, Todd. God bless you, brother.
Yeah, John, God bless you. And look, a lot of cities and towns actually have laws on the books addressing things like burlesque shows and strip shows. Now, this was not a strip show in Chattanooga. Everybody kept what little clothing they had on, stayed on. As a matter of fact, that was the big argument in Memphis, Tennessee. The museum, the Memphis Museum of Science and History, actually came out and said, well, look, the reason why this is family friendly is because the drag queens are keeping all the clothes on. But, folks, I'm telling you, and the videos are pretty shocking. This is behavior that you would see at a strip club. I'm just telling you, this is pretty raunchy stuff that the kids were being exposed to. And look, 100% of this is on the parents. I mean, they know what they're doing when they're bringing their kids to these kinds of events. And the Wanderlinger Brewing Company, you know, they're a private company. They can do whatever they want to do. And I know they're trying to backtrack now. And they're trying to say, well, we didn't know what was going to happen. Really? You think that, do you believe them, folks? I suspect that a lot of their longtime customers, both liberal and conservative, has said, you know what, we can get our beer somewhere else. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
But when you ask registered voters what issue is at the top of that list, and you see inflation and the economy, and you see 74% of Americans say that the economy is in a bad state right now, and not only that, you have independents thinking that Republicans would do a better job of handling the economy, that all points to an extraordinary set of challenges for Democrats trying to keep the House and the Senate.
All right, folks, I'm telling you, even the mainstream media now, we're talking about ABC, MSDNC, CNN, you go down the list, everybody now talking about what we've been talking about for ages on this radio program, that the policies of the Biden administration will result in a massive, I'm predicting a massive win for Republicans in the midterm elections. As a matter of fact, Biden's former press secretary, we called her Circleback Psaki in the day, Jen Psaki, now on MSDNC, had this to say.
If it is a referendum on the president, they will lose. And they know that. They also know that crime is a huge vulnerability for Democrats. I would say one of the biggest vulnerabilities.
There you go. If it's about Biden, then they're going to go down in defeat. That's coming from the mouth of a Democrat. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always honored to have a great American patriot. She represents the 15th Congressional District in Illinois, Congresswoman Mary Miller. Mary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. I just want to tell your listeners that I am a regular person, a farmer, and a grandma who has refused to sit on the sidelines and is not going to sit by and watch her great country be destroyed. And I know many of your listeners feel the same way. People are waking up, and inaction is not an option here.
No, it's not, Mary. And we've all got to get out there and do our part. And are you encouraged by the polling data that's out there? What people are saying and telling CNN and MSDNC that they're sick and tired of this and they want to change.
I'm very encouraged. I feel super confident that we're going to take back the House and probably even the Senate. And I do believe that the segue to the independents and even the Democrats is the economy, it's the outrageous crime problems that we have, what's going on in schools, and also energy. Energy impacts everything. And the fact that Joe Biden and his people have shut down our energy independence is outrageous.
Well, it is outrageous. And when you look at some of the other issues, and especially on the culture war side, the embracement of some very radical sex and gender policies regarding transgenderism. I know you've been at the forefront of talking about these issues, but these matter to moms and dads who want to send their kids to school, to public school, to learn how to read and write and add and subtract. And instead, they're coming back home and they don't even know their pronouns anymore.
Exactly. And the Biden administration and the people that have taken control of our public schools are diminishing parental rights and actually going after parents that show up at school board meetings. People are very concerned about it. We need to protect our children. It says a lot about us as a country and a culture about how we treat our children.
Congresswoman, several days ago, you posted a message about the 87,000 IRS agents, and you said that they were hired to target Christians, conservatives, small businesses, and farmers. And we certainly saw that in the Obama administration when they weaponized the Internal Revenue Service. I got caught up in all of that mess. How concerned are you that Biden is going to follow through and use that army of agents to go after Christians?
I'm very concerned. Just out of their own mouths, the rhetoric is attacking Americans. We're seeing two systems of justice. The FBI, the DOJ, and now the IRS are going to go after parents who show up at school board meetings, pro-life supporters, conservatives and Trump supporters. We're seeing it already.
And to that point, over the weekend, we got word of a very prominent Catholic pro-life leader in Pennsylvania who was targeted. They said upwards of 30 FBI agents swarmed the guy's house. His wife and seven kids were just horrified to watch these agents come in. I mean, this is getting condemnation from a lot of Republicans out there. And to your point, it does make you wonder what's really going on here with the FBI.
Yeah. First of all, my question is, how is it that they have the time and budget for this? Fentanyl is flooding over our border in record amounts. I'm calling it a terrorist chemical attack on our children. Human traffickers are coming over, and we know terrorists are among them. How is it that they can target people like this man, and it's so over the top to show up and do this in front of his children? No justification for this, except that these are Biden's political opponents.
Congresswoman Mary Miller on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Congresswoman, the commitment to America was announced on Friday. My hat is off to you guys. I think this is a brilliant plan. I like what we've already heard. Do you think this is going to be the winning formula, the secret sauce?
Absolutely. Republicans are united on core issues. We want to investigate big tech. We want to preserve our free speech. The left wants to silence us, so they have no opposition. And, you know, we want government accountability. And with several of my other colleagues, are calling for defunding the FBI. I know that the press and the left are going to go after us and say that we're anti-police if we do that. But I do want to say that the press has become powerless. They've made a joke out of themselves. And people, when they started saying men can become pregnant and breastfeed, you got to get your fifth vaccination shot, the virus didn't come from China, people started turning CNN and off and setting down their newspaper, and they have become an echo chamber. People are turning to radio programs like yours, to podcasts to get their information. And so I want to say to my Republican colleagues that we shouldn't be fearful about the left and how they are going to portray us, because people have been turning them off.
And I, you know, I got to say thank you as well, Congresswoman. You've been out there and you've been talking about very important issues that some conservatives are shying away from. But I know that you are a good friend of Tony Perkins, who's a friend of this program, and the work they're doing at Family Research Council. But those are still important, vitally important issues. And we're seeing that with this, the fight with the transgender activist and what's happening in our public schools.
Absolutely. And The American people embrace our Judeo-Christian heritage and those values. And we know, we sing songs, God bless America, he shed his grace on us, to continue down this path is going to bring the judgment of God, and we should be fearing God and repenting. I know that we've lost the meaning of that word, but it means to change your mind and go in a different direction. To transgender our minor children is just beyond the pale. And I know that Marjorie Taylor Greene has a bill that I've signed on and several of my colleagues that will make it illegal to transgender a minor child. We've got a new caucus out in D.C., Protect Our Kids Caucus. And, you know, we're standing up to protect our children. That's the first thing we need to do, protect our babies and our children.
All right, Congresswoman, we're going to leave it there. We appreciate you coming on the program today.
Well, thank you for having me. Keep up the great work. We need you.
All right, Congresswoman Mary Miller, ladies and gentlemen, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And she's not wrong. You do wonder where all of this is going. And you heard the Congresswoman say that she is very concerned about the spiritual condition of our nation and whether or not this is all going to lead to some sort of condemnation down the road. I mean, you really do wonder. I mean, these radical surgeries that the LGBTQIA plus community wants to open up to boys and girls. I mean, just think about that. I mean, we're talking about irreversible surgeries that, you know, they want 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids to undergo. It's just mind-blowing. And I think the average person out there, when they see these reports and these stories on the news, they're saying, wait, what? What are you kidding me? That's where all of this is going. By the way, President Trump on Friday, huge rally out in Wilmington, North Carolina. And the president weighed in on this horrible story out of North Dakota. Now, the mainstream media has completely ignored this story. It's as if it never happened. But to refresh your memory, an 18-year-old by the name of Kaylor Ellingson was literally run over by a guy who accused him of being a Republican extremist, using the language that has been coming out of the mouth of Joe Biden. Here's what President Trump had to say.
Just recently, a young 18-year-old man from North Dakota, I'm sure you read this over the last 2 days, named Kaylor Ellingson, a young man so handsome, beautiful, 18 years old, was targeted and killed, run down in cold blood with an SUV by a radical left maniac. He was a radical left stupid person simply because he was a Republican and he was so proud of being a Republican. And this guy ran him down, and not one mainstream media network has even mentioned this horrible crime. Think of it. Now, think of it the other way. Think of it the other way. Supposing a MAGA person ran down somebody on the other side, it'd be the biggest story you've ever seen. It's a disgrace. You people should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be ashamed of yourself. And our hearts go out to the parents and the friends. This young boy, this was a young man, wonderful, with a great future. And I'm just telling you, just so handsome and so beautiful and so great. And he got run down by a radical left nut job.
And hardly anyone is talking about that story. Now, the president is right. President Trump is right. Had this been somebody in a pickup truck with an American flag in the back and a MAGA bumper sticker, well, you would still have anchors broadcasting their news from North Dakota. I'll give you another example. This happened over the weekend. You didn't hear about this on the national news, but in Collierville, Tennessee, that's a suburb of Memphis. Collierville, Tennessee. Police officer trying to arrest a man who had threatened to shoot his girlfriend. One of the police officers was trying to apprehend the guy. They had him stopped in front of some hotel, gunshots fired. There, the hotel was packed with people attending a soccer tournament in town. None of those people got hurt. But then the suspect, a guy by the name of Keith Houston Jr., slammed on the gas. The police officer ends up on the hood of the guy's car. He falls off the car, and then this guy aims his car at the police officer and runs over the police officer. Just like that kid up in North Dakota, got mowed down in Collierville, Tennessee. Police officer's in critical condition. We hope he's going to pull through. We're going to pray that he's going to pull through. But you didn't hear that story on the evening news, did you? As a matter of fact, the local news reports, and I'm telling you, some of the reporters in the Memphis area, I mean, these people make Antifa look conservative. One of the reporters actually asked police, well, excuse me, police chief, did the police officer fire at the suspect? Well, you know what? I hope he did. And I hope he unloaded his revolver. He was getting run over, you idiot. Pardon me. I'm trying to control my blood pressure today. But it seems like the local reporters were more worried about whether or not the police officer tried to fire a gun at the suspect who was trying to run him over than the fact that you had a guy out there trying to run over a law enforcement officer. This is the news in Memphis, Tennessee. And I know it's just like that where you are. I get it. But the point is, just think about this. Let's just say, for example, that the police officer was in pursuit of the guy in his patrol car. The guy was on foot, and then the police officer runs over the suspect. There would have been all you-know-what breaking out across the nation. But I just want to point out here, all these so-called civil rights groups, you know the ones where they haul out all the preachers in the Memphis. You know what I'm talking about? And they do it in your community, too. But all those preachers talking about we got to get control of the violence, people marching in the streets, not a word from any of those people, not a peep. Again, because of Memphis, Tennessee, all lives don't matter. I just want to throw that out there. Oh, we got to take a break. They're yelling at me. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. America, welcome back. Hope you're doing good today on this Monday edition of the program. Hey, let's go to the phones. North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. And Patty was actually at the rally. And Patty, I know we asked you to call back and give us a report. What was it like?
He is wonderful.
Is that it, Patty?
I'm just saying that he, I'm telling you, you know what, they make it sound like there were people out there, there were like 12 people out there saying, this bud's not for you. Me and my girlfriend Jen were laughing because they're talking about Ted Budd. 12 people. There's more people at a six-year-old birthday party.
Oh, well, that's a good point. So what was the mood? Set the scene for us, Patty.
Oh, my God. I think North Carolina, I think Ted Budd's going to win. I was nervous a little bit. I think we're going to win both houses, Todd.
So you're really that encouraged? I mean, I am too, Patty. I feel it in my bones.
I wasn't a while ago. I was a little, but I'm telling you, I believe we're going to we're going to take both.
Patty, let me ask you a question. You ever think about maybe running for office?
I'm 62 years old, Todd.
You're a spring chicken.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. Like he says about Marjorie Taylor Greene, you come in this house, you ain't leaving. I'm telling you right now.
I love it.
Another thing I want to God bless you, because I'm talking about the kids. You got to get this girl on. I seen her on Steve Hilton last night. I don't watch Fox a lot, but she was on there. It's called Gays Against Groomers. Did you ever hear about them, Todd?
So, Patty, just hang tight, because if this hour or the next hour, we're going to play some audio from one of the members of that group. So you're going to want to stick around. And, Patty, I hate to do this, but, you know, we got the music coming up. That means we got to go. But God bless you for going, and thank you for calling back in. And we love you. Really do. I love Patty. All right, folks, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Patty is pretty encouraged. All right, good people, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, we've got some audio to share with you a little bit later on this hour of the show. The Atlanta Braves, World Champions, World Series champions, went up to the White House, and it did not go well. And we'll be posting the video as well. I think one of the interesting moments is when Biden told all of the 15-year-olds to come up to the platform, and they were very hesitant. Apparently, those young people are very well read. So, all right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So there is a very important Supreme Court case that is going to impact a lot of people. It is a major free speech case. I want to go to the Alliance to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're honored to have some very important guests with us today. Kelly Fedoric is the senior counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom, and Lori Smith is their client. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, Kelly, let's start with you. In a nutshell, explain why this case is so important to free speech in America.
Well, at stake is really the free speech for everyone. No one, no matter who you are or what you believe, should be forced to say something that violates your convictions. We should all be free to speak and to create consistent with our convictions without fear of the government. And Colorado, for the past 6 years, is trying to censor Lori and force her to create websites that violate the very core of who she is. And so we're thrilled to be going up to the Supreme Court and asking them to protect free speech, to protect Lori, and really the freedom of all of us to live consistent with our deepest held convictions.
Lori, let's talk about you. You are a graphic artist, and you're a web designer, and you have your own studio, 303 Creative. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do.
Well, I, as Kelly alluded to, I am a graphic and a website designer, and I've always wanted to create for weddings. It's been a passion of mine for a long time. I started my business over a decade ago because I wanted to invest my time and my talent to promote messages that I really care about. And while I work with all people, I'm happy to work with all people, including those who identify as LGBT. I'm unable to promote all messages through my business. And I'm in this interesting position that the United States Supreme Court will look at here in the next couple months, because the government is forcing me to not only create and design, but to celebrate messages that violate my beliefs. And if I don't, then face a whole slew of different punishments.
And Lori, you live in Colorado. That's your home state. And I have to imagine that you were paying very close attention to a very similar case involving our friend Jack Phillips of the Masterpiece Cake Shop. And Sweet Mercy, man, they have been after him for such a very long time now for wanting to basically do the same thing as you.
That's correct. I'm a Colorado native. So as I was excited to carry out this dream and start creating for weddings, it was very clear to me in the way that the state was treating Jack Phillips and other people of faith that the state felt they only confirmed, really, that they believe they have the power to compel speech. And so that's what takes us to the United States Supreme Court before the end of this year.
Now, Kelly, let's try to maybe use some most recent examples here and see if I'm on the right path. So let's just say, for example, there's a business and they're having a big family-friendly drag show, which seems to be the big controversy these days. And they went to Lori and said, we want you to create a poster supporting and promoting this family-friendly drag show. If she said no, that she could not do that, that would put her in violation of the law.
Well, you're right to bring up different analogies and to show the extent of what the government is arguing. What Colorado is basically saying, and this would apply to anyone, if you are an LGBT artist, what they're saying right now could threaten their ability to create websites promoting, to decline to create websites promoting biblical beliefs about marriage. And when you think about, what if you have, you know, a pro-abortion photographer, they may not want to take photographs of the March for Life. Regardless of who you are and what your beliefs are, the First Amendment protects all of us. It's what is essential to a free society. And so what we're asking for in Lori's case is that Colorado respect her freedom of speech just as it should respect anyone and not force anyone to create art or to promote a message that violates what they believe.
And Kelly, again, going back to the Jack Phillips case, even after the Supreme Court victory, they were still coming after this guy. We're dealing with some people that are pretty ruthless, and they're determined to force people of faith to violate their religious beliefs.
That's right. I mean, Colorado and now even private citizens using this law that's also threatening Lori have been coming after Jack for now over a decade. The Sardinia, who's now going after Jack, wants to correct the errors of his thinking, and he's trying to use the force of Colorado's law to do that. And you have to think about this, Todd. As you take a step back, what Colorado is doing, what this law is doing to its citizens, is having a severe impact on their business. Lori and Jack both get death threats and other types of threats from their families every day. And the uncertainty of being in litigation for this long, living in fear of knowing that the government won't allow you to live and to speak freely is a very unfortunate place that our country is headed in. So we're really hopeful that the Supreme Court will step in, they'll speak up, and that their ruling will help Lori, it'll help Jack Phillips, and it will truly benefit all of us as Americans.
Lori, I know we live in an age where people of faith are being told to just be quiet. You know, even some within our own circles are saying, well, we shouldn't really push back. We should just accept what comes. I'm just curious, what was it that compelled you to say, you know what, I got to take a stand here?
Well, I think all Americans have the right to challenge unjust laws. And being in Colorado and seeing the way that the state is treating people of faith, I sat back. I certainly prayed about it. But ultimately, the right to speak freely is a right that's guaranteed to all of us. So I really didn't feel like I had much of a choice other than to take a stand. You know, you don't have to have the same views on marriage as me to understand the importance and the significance of the right to speak freely. And the right to speak freely is guaranteed to all of us. And the government is not in a place to threaten some people simply because it doesn't hold the same views on marriage. So it has been a very long six-year journey, and I'm so incredibly grateful to Alliance Defending Freedom and for the United States Supreme Court that they're taking up this case to protect the rights of all Americans, including graphic designers and artists like myself.
And Kelly, I think it's important for our listeners to understand that what you guys are doing, you do free of charge. You're not charging Lori. You're taking on this case and relying on people like our listeners to help pay the bills.
Well, we are, and it's absolutely an honor and privilege to represent Lori and represent Jack and others and to represent their freedom. And as Lori mentioned, she and Jack, they both serve everyone. In fact, Colorado and the 10th Circuit agree that Lori serves and works with people from all walks of life, including those who identify as LGBT. She's simply asking for that basic fundamental freedom of speech. And so we're so grateful for the many supporters who support ADF and the work that we're doing for people like Lori so that all of us can live out our beliefs. without fearing that the government's going to come in and censor us.
Well, I wish you both the very best as you get ready for later this year when the Supreme Court will hear those oral arguments. Lori, we appreciate you. Kelly, we appreciate the great work you guys are doing at Alliance Defending Freedom.
Thank you so much.
All right, there you have it, folks. And this is why, in a nutshell, this radio program supports Alliance Defending Freedom. We're dealing with a war, and there are people on the other side who do not believe in live and let live. They want to shut you down. They want to force Jack Phillips to violate his religious beliefs. They want Lori Smith to violate her religious beliefs. I mean, could you imagine that what the Colorado... They're telling this woman, this graphic designer, if somebody from the local strip club comes into her establishment and says, hey, we need you to make a poster supporting a strip club night or whatever kind of an event, and she says no, she's in violation of Colorado law. I mean, that's just outrageous. This is the cancel culture that we talk about a lot on this program, and that's why all this month we're helping to raise money for Alliance Defending Freedom. Now, look, here's the deal. If whatever you give this month, your gift is going to be doubled thanks to a generous friend of ADF. So if you give $100, that $100 is going to turn into a $200 gift. Some of you may want to give even more. And the best part, well, one of the cool things, the best part is we're standing up and we're fighting for our freedom. But you're also going to be getting a tax deduction. So if you go to ToddStearns.com right now, just scroll down and you'll see Legacy Precious Metals banner, and then you will see the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. All you have to do is click on that banner and it'll take you to a special page that's been created just for listeners of the Todd Stearns radio show. Again, ToddStearns.com, and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Our goal, my personal goal, I'm thinking that we can raise $50,000 this year. So that's our goal. And we need your help to make that happen. It'd be great if we could just do it all in the first week. But it may take a couple of weeks. Again, ToddStearns.com. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and you're going to be helping folks like Lori as she takes her case to the Supreme Court. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Welcome back. Hey, coming up in just a few, we're going to have a school board candidate who is a diehard America First, Make America Great Again candidate. And she was, I believe, Mrs. Tennessee in one of the pageants a couple of years back. Very nice lady. Her name is Carrie Schween, and she is from my town, Germantown, Tennessee. Folks, can I just say, I had no idea that I had moved into like a liberal enclave. I mean, who knew? But anyway, Carrie is a school board candidate, and she got attacked over the weekend. It's the craziest story. We're going to be talking to her. Also, a great new book out called Standing Strong in the Storm. We're going to be talking to the author, Greg Davis, in the next hour of the program as well. So every now and again, we get hate mail on the Todd Stearns radio program. Okay, pretty much every day. It's not every now. It's every day we get the hate mail from people. And this one in particular, I thought I would read to you. This individual is very upset at yours truly because of my opposition to family-friendly drag shows. And as I pointed out, the Memphis, they used to call it the Pink Palace, but now they call it the Museum of Science and History, M-O-S-H. They call it the Mosh. That's the cool thing, the Mosh. So I suggested what they really ought to call it is the Museum of Sexual Hijinks. And so anyway, got an email from someone named Colin Price. Any of you guys know Colin Price out there? I'm not even sure if this is the person's real name. We did a Google search on the email and nothing popped up. So I'm not sure if this is a legitimate name or not. They may be using some alias. But anyway, here's what Colin Price wrote. Sexual hijinks, like Todd Stearns said, is what straight white men do to children all the time, literally all the time. And anyone who pretends otherwise is a psychopath. Okay, he goes on. Actually, I was a public high school student at Germantown High School when Germantown Baptist Church invited us to have our track banquet dinner at their church, where a preacher gave a sermon about homosexuals sinning in hell. Wait, what? Let me stop here for just a moment. I don't believe this. I mean, do we really believe that a Baptist preacher is invited to a track banquet and is giving a lecture to the students that any of you, any gay people out there in the crowd tonight, yeah, you're going to hell? Does anybody really believe that happened? I'm just saying. Normally, when you invite a preacher to a track banquet dinner, typically it's some sort of an inspirational message about what? Running the good race, right? I mean, that's the New Testament. let me continue. There's more to this. Trust me. So anyway, he's going on. I've got to back up because I stopped in the middle of the sentence here. So anyway, the kid says, a Baptist preacher gave the keynote address at the track banquet and said homosexuals are sinning in hell. Are they really sinning in hell? I don't know if they are or not. Do we have any reports, any firsthand reports of what's happening at the Lake of Fire today? I don't know. Maybe they are. I don't know. I mean, if you are sinning, you're going to be sinning in hell. They don't sin in heaven. I don't want to get into a theological discourse here. Again, let me back up. I got to finish. The grammar's not so great here. Anyway, so they're at the track banquet dinner, the preacher giving a sermon about homosexuals sitting in hell to a group of children. So actually, Christians and the religious right are the ones indoctrinating children and doing so using nefarious means and racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic psychopaths like Todd Starnes should kill themselves to make the world a better place. I'm detecting a little bit of rage. Since that happened to me as a high school student, I cannot go out in public without hearing about it. So all of you religious right-wing people are literally sick in the head and retarded. Oh, I don't think you can use that word, Colin Price. I think that's like really inappropriate. I don't think you're allowed to use, they even call it the R word. But anyway, I'm just reading what the guy wrote here, folks. You people need to die to make the world a better place. The world would be a much better place without people like you. This is my favorite part. My favorite part of the entire hate letter from Colin Price. cprice45@gmail.com if you'd like to reply. I studied STEM at an Ivy League university. I will always be smarter than you. You are going to have to kill yourselves, you evil, transphobic psychopaths. Signed, yours truly, Colin Price. No, I added that last part in there. It's a little violent there, Colin Price, of an Ivy League university. I don't believe you. But then again, maybe he did. I mean, you know, this is the behavior and the language of Ivy Leaguers in general. So anyway, yeah, for the record, though, can we go back to just a little nugget of fact here? Yeah, drag queens are not transgender. They're dudes dressed like women. They still got all their man parts. All right, got to take a break here. All you transphobic psychopaths out there, this is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we have an in-studio guest coming up. and I was a little nervous during the commercial break because I realized I had community coffee breath, specifically the pecan praline flavor. Never, it was a very delicious flavor, but you know, you want to be polite and you want to be considerate when you have a studio guest. So I go next door into the palatial newsroom of KWAM, our flagship radio station, and I run into Caleb Park, who's our managing editor, and I say, hey, so I'm like, Caleb, I've got to have, do you have a breath mint? Do you have some gum? Do you have an Altoid? And so he pulls it, got this, he has this huge bag, and he's got the, he's the healthy guy around here. So he's got the matcha and all these vegetables and all this kind of stuff. And so then he pulls out this little tiny, it's a teeny tiny little thing. And he says, here, just put one of these on your tongue. So it's like a drop. And so you have to open the tiny little cap and you put the drop there on the. So as soon as I do that, I lost all feeling in my lips and my tongue, and I don't know what was going on. And then Caleb tells me, oh, yeah, this is from back in 2001. So I don't know if I've been poisoned or not, but Kyle, if I keel over, you're in charge of the rest of the show. I just want to throw that out there. All right. Thank you for that. All right. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So glad to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We have a very special guest. Her name is Carrie Schween, and she is running for the school board in Germantown, Tennessee, which is the town that I live in. And Carrie, I have to tell you right away, and we're going to get into your story, I was shocked to discover that Germantown, at least from the elected official perspective, is run by liberals.
That's absolutely correct. And I was shocked as well. And that's exactly why I stepped up to run.
So you're a member of the Moms for Liberty group, and we love the great things that that organization is doing. And you decided to run for school board. Now, I want to give the little backstory before we get into what happened to you over the weekend. But I understand that President Trump was really instrumental in getting you involved in politics. Is that right?
President Trump?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I've always been a huge admirer of Trump and supported him. And so absolutely, he's been a big inspiration. And I'm very sad to see that he's not in office right now, but 2024 is going to be our year.
So you're a lifelong resident. You have deep ties there. You went to school there, and your kids are currently going to Germantown schools. What was it that compelled you to throw your hand into the ring and decide, you know what, I'm going to run for the school board?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I am not a politician. I work in the community. I'm a professional. I'm a mom of three. But really, I mean, the national headlines are here in Germantown. And that is exactly why I stepped up to run. And it scares me for my children and this community. And parents are losing control of our children's values and morals. And these outside forces have to be stopped.
What do you mean by national headlines?
Well, what we see that's going on, that happened in Florida with the school board elections there, how those were overturned, that's exactly what needs to happen in Germantown, Tennessee.
Now, I know that that some of the big national issues like critical race theory and the LGBT stuff, is that happening in Germantown schools as well?
Absolutely. We're seeing gender, sexuality, emotional learning. It's very present in, you know, the day-to-day curriculum. And so I am, you know, I'm a conservative Christian. And, you know, I want to have a voice on the Board of Education and, you know, be a strong voice for parents. That is not what we need to see behind the classroom doors.
So, no, I get it. I'm with you 1,000%. And I think there are a lot of parents like you across the country, and they saw what happened in Florida. They saw what happened in Loudoun County, Virginia. And they said, hey, you know, we don't want our kids exposed to that kind of nonsense in the classroom. And if that means I've got to step up to the plate and I've got to run for office, I'm going to do it. And that's what you did.
Yeah, I mean, I find that, you know, that parents, especially in Germantown, we find ourselves in the greatest struggle of our time, the struggle to have our voice heard and to exercise our right to push back against the overreaches of government. And you know, I could not sleep at night not putting my name in the hat for this election.
And Carrie, I hate to break it to you, but I've been on the social media boards and all that kind of stuff. And man, the establishment in Germantown, they do not like you.
Well, that is very concerning. My faith has definitely been attacked. And, it's very concerning that our city, we've already divided enough, but, the small community of Germantown, it's definitely not been very fair to me.
Well, and I suspect they're gonna have a wake up call on election day, when all of the good and true conservatives get out and vote in that school board election. So you're out there over the weekend, and I want to get to this part of the story, which is why you're on the show today. You're out there doing what most candidates do on the weekend, and you're canvassing, going door to door, and passing out your literature. And I want you to tell our listeners what happened to you.
Right. So yesterday was a beautiful day in Memphis. It was sunny, I think around 80, like perfect weather. So I had a couple hours to go out and to door knock in between church and my son's baseball game. So I took the advantage and I had a handful of my brochures. I went to a neighborhood a couple miles away from where I live and was just, literally going door to door. If people answered the door, I would, introduce myself, tell them what I'm about, ask for their support, listen to their stories, see if they had any questions or concerns that I could answer. And then when, a resident is not home or does not open the door, I just simply leave my information on their door. So I've been doing this, really for about 5 weeks. And on yesterday, I was on a particular street and was actually headed back the opposite direction to my car. And I noticed a car was coming my direction and was slowing down. So, immediately thought, okay, this person's going to stop and say something. So, and then they did. The car pulled over, rolled down their window. And I was like, hey there, I'm Carrie Schween. I'm running for school board in Germantown. And the woman was, I could feel her negativity just like radiate through that car window. She says, I got your material on my door. Don't you ever come on my property again. I am not what you stand for. You're what's wrong with this country. And I was immediately like, oh, my God. I was, like, shocked. I mean, I was a little bit, just taken back. I was immediately, frightened. And then, lo and behold, she spit at me.
Wait, she spit on you?
Yes. She absolutely did.
And what happened to that? So she's going off, clearly one of these leftist loons, and she spits on you. And what happens next?
Right. So then I say, I'm not your candidate. And then she drove off. So then I'm standing in the middle of the street, just kind of dumbfounded at what had happened. And like I said, I was just so taken off guard that, this lady verbally attacks me and then, spits on me. And I just head to my car. I was like, I have to, I got to just get to a safe place, get to my car. So I get to my car and there's a note underneath my windshield wiper. And if you don't mind, I'll just read you what it said.
I am all ears here, Carrie. I am just blown away that this was happening in my town. Jeez, Alou. All right, what did the note say?
So in big black Sharpie letters, she writes, I do not support an idiot Trumper like you. Hope you lose. You're what's wrong with this country.
Wow. And did the individual sign the name or was it just an anonymous
note?
No,
there was no signature or any information left, but it was written on one of my flyers.
Wow.
On the back of my.
What a bunch of cowards. Cowards.
Yes. So, what she doesn't know is that this, fires me up to get my message out even more. And so I'm inspired to reach as many people that I need to, and I'm not afraid to go door knocking and, get the word out.
Yeah, that's what they want. I would probably wear, you remember the back at Wendy's in the old day when they had the salad bar and they had the spit guard, you know, maybe maybe you could get one of those, you know, like COVID visors to wear just in case. I mean, do we know who this woman is? I don't want you to identify her, but, you know, have the police gotten involved?
Right. So the Germantown police have been incredible, and they are actively involved.
Good, good. Because, again, you don't know who this woman is, and you don't know if she could have some sort of a communicable illness or disease. You don't know. I mean, that's disgusting. But it's also against the law, and we shouldn't be tolerating that no matter where people live in America.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm with my children, I teach them to give grace and to love their neighbor. And, you know, for someone to do this, you know, in my own community, I mean, it's just appalling.
But I think, Carrie, the issue is that you have struck a nerve, and that there are people, and maybe they're posers, they say they're conservative, but they're really not. And we know that because a lot of these left-wing school board policies that have been coming out from, you know, the China virus and the masks, all that kind of stuff, CRT, and now the sex and gender stuff. I think a lot of people are waking up, and I suspect you're going to have a lot of support out there moving forward.
Well, I surely hope so, because early voting is just 23 days away. So it is crucial that I get my message out there and get people to register to vote and to actually go vote.
All right. I mean, real quick here, Carrie, our time is expiring. Where can people go if they want to get more information about your campaign?
Sure. So I would encourage everybody to go to carrieforgermantown.com, and that's C-A-R-R-I-E. for germantown.com.
All right, there you go. Well, Carrie, glad you're okay. If I were you, I'd bring somebody out there with you and bring a cast iron skillet and some bear spray. That ought to take care of the attackers.
Absolutely.
All right, Carrie, good luck to you. Again, carrieforgermantown.com if you want to check out her website, a great conservative patriot running for a school board in Tennessee. Carrie, appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Folks, can you believe that? This is not Berkeley, California. It's Germantown, Tennessee. I'm going to talk to my realtor. I had no idea that I had moved into a leftist enclave. It makes Brooklyn look conservative, for crying out loud. Unbelievable. But the message here, folks, and pay very close attention to what I'm about to tell you. It is dangerous out there for conservatives. Joe Biden and the Democrats have literally put targets on your backs. And we saw this in North Dakota. We saw it. There is a horrible story out of Massachusetts where I will save that story because they're yelling at me to take a break. I'm long-winded today. What can I tell you? So we're going to get to that. But folks, all I'm saying is you got to be careful out there. If you're going to go out campaigning, take somebody with you. Make sure you got that video camera ready to go just in case. And again, if you're in Germantown, I'd campaign with a cast iron skillet and bear spray. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Rich Jones weighs in on our Facebook live stream, says, Todd, wasp spray goes about 20 feet. So there you go. All right, that's helpful. Andrea says, you know, if Ms. Schween is campaigning, maybe some of us Republicans should go and start helping everyone that's running for office, start protecting our own. Look, I think that's a terrific idea. But, folks, you got to be smart out there, and if you're going out campaigning, make sure you have somebody there with you, document everything, and be on guard, because the Democrats want to hunt you down. That's what Joe Biden said. That's what Maxine Waters says. Got to take these people seriously. Take them at their word. By the way, crazy story out of Florida, and we told you about the police officer in Collierville, Tennessee, who was run over by some criminal thug. This story coming from Pinellas County, where a deputy sheriff was killed by an illegal alien driving a front-end loader, struck and killed the deputy, and then just took off. And they were able to catch the guy. Mike Hartwick is the deputy sheriff who was killed, a veteran law enforcement officer. Just a horrifying story. And again, the killer, an illegal alien. Have you noticed, by the way, that all of the conservative media outlets now, they don't use that phrase. They call them migrants. No, they're not migrants. They're illegal aliens. They came here illegally. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Tom in Gainesville, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Tom, what's on your mind?
Todd, thanks for what you just said, illegal alien, but that's not why I called.
Glad I could clear that up.
The legal, that's the legal definition for these people, the legal terminology, I should say. Okay, so we have rhinos, and we know what that means, but where is the church on this lady you had earlier from Colorado and on Jack Phillips from Colorado? Where is the church? Whatever the religious version of rhinos is, that's what most of these people are. And these people are like what Eric Bonhoeffer back in the day, in the Nazi days, tried to encourage them to step up and speak out against Hitler before it was too late. He failed. So here we are again. Now, Eric Metaxas, the author and the talk show guy, has a new book. And it is, he's pleading with the American church. It's called A Letter to the American Church. We just bought it today at the bookstore.
Yeah.
And he's pleading with the American church leaders not to do this again. It's happening. It's and you had the guests on there earlier as a big example. And these people need to step up to the plate, to not be shy, to call the devil, or whatever the, or a child molester, and a pedophile, not a minor attracted person. And stop stealing our symbols. The rainbow was a gift from God at the end of Noah's mission on the ark. It was not to be perverted by these evildoers from the left who want to come after our kids and are coming after our kids.
Well, Tom, and we're going to be running out of time here, so I appreciate the call, and I'll try to respond to you there. Look, what a person wants to do in their own life, if they're over the age of 18, that's between them and God. They are afforded those rights under the United States Constitution. I may not agree with it, but that's my right under the Constitution as well. The issue is we now live in a society that is forcing an agenda down everybody's throats, even preschoolers. And I got a big, big problem with that. And unfortunately, a lot of church pastors these days are cowards. And we can't afford to have cowards in the pulpit. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to be broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the Fruited Plain. I want to remind you that one of our great sponsors, Patriot Mobile, they are mobilizing freedom all over America. Patriot Mobile, by the way, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. What does that mean? It means that they're actually supporting things that we care about. As a matter of fact, Patriot Mobile was singled out by NBC News. And they said that Patriot Mobile was responsible for a lot of the victories in school board races across the country. And they're only able to do that because you subscribe to Patriot Mobile. And they've got a great deal set up right now. Use my promo code Todd. You're going to get free activation and a free gift. Again, they've got plans to fit any budget, along with some really incredible discounts for veterans and first responders. So again, patriotmobile.com/Todd is the website. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. If you want to call, you can do that, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And whatever you do, folks, be sure to use that promo code Todd. All right. We're very excited and delighted to have a special guest in the studio. His name is Greg Davis, and he has an incredible new book out, and we're going to be talking about that as well. Pastor Davis, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
And congratulations. The new book called Standing Strong in the Storm, And I think we could all use some guidance on how we can do that in our own lives.
Yes, we're all going to navigate storms in life. I mean, that's just part of living.
And you were pretty personal. You opened up in this book and you talked about some very personal things that you've gone through in your life, really over a short amount of time.
Actually, short amount of time and long amount of time. We've had seasons, and so our family has basically navigated about a dozen life-threatening health issues. I have faced death with my son, with my daughter, with my wife, and then myself.
Wow. That in itself is an anomaly. I can't imagine that happening to anybody, but the entire family.
Absolutely. Everyone. And so we have faced much adversity. And the theme of this book is basically helping people. The Lord, you know, I in prayer one day, I was kind of complaining. I don't know if you ever complain in prayer.
Never. Never.
But I was kind of complaining in prayer one day about all the things that our family had been through while I was actually pastoring a church and trying to do God's will. And the Lord showed me that all of this was training for his next assignment for me, and that was to be an encouragement and a resource to people to help them go through adversity God's way so that they, you know, some people are refined, some people are ruined by their storms, and others are refined by their storms. And how we approach it and how we go through it makes all the difference in the world.
So kind of like the Old Testament story of Job and all the things he went through, and you're saying, hold my iced tea. Here's,
yes.
Here's what I've been through. And so you put it all in this book. And, folks, we've got a link to it in our live show blog. Again, the name of the book, Standing Strong in the Storm. And I guess people can find it really wherever they get books. Is that right?
Yes, it's on Amazon. Actually, I just looked, and it said they're down to one copy, but there will be more. It's on Amazon. The audiobook is, the study guide is, and all those kind of things. It's also on Books A Million's website and Barnes & Noble. And then also it can also be purchased on my website.
So what do you tell people that they come to you and they say, Pastor, I'm going through this difficult season of my life. What are some of the things that you encourage them to do in this book?
Well, this book is not just our story. It's not like an autobiography. Our story is woven in through the book. But basically, 90% of this book is drilling down into, you know how Jesus would tell a story? He would basically talk about a farmer sowing seed. You know, his goal was not to teach agriculture. It was to help people see an example that could help them understand a kingdom principle. And so what I've done with this book is drilled down into various storm stories in the scriptures and pulled out the nuggets of truth that relate to how we should approach adversity and how we can navigate it in such a way that we come out stronger on the other side instead of weaker and come out better on the other side instead of bitter.
Well, let's just take our listeners, and we've got a pretty good-sized audience out there. There's a good chance somebody's going through at one of these storms.
Mm-hmm.
What is the first thing? I don't want you to give away the book here, but what is the first step that you would encourage people to make as they begin to make their way successfully through the storm?
Well, the thing about it is that to really navigate a storm, you have to have the proper perspective. And really, we encourage people to have a genuine, real, true relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, because that relationship will help you in your perspective. The thing about it is that none of us like it when our comfort zone is invaded. But the fact of the matter is that what we care about comfort, but God uses adversity and resistance against us to be able to build our strength so that we can get stronger and be more of what he has designed for us to be. So we have to view it not from a situation of, oh my goodness, why is my comfort zone being invaded? We have to look at it. For instance, you just mentioned the Old Testament, Job. When you think about Joseph in the Old Testament, what Joseph saw as the pit, God saw as prep for the palace. And so that's what we see many times as trauma, the Lord sees as training to help us to become all that he has designed us to be so that he can use us to encourage and help other people.
The name of the book is Standing Strong in the Storm, and you can get yourself a copy wherever you get your books. You can also go to gregdavisonline.com. That's gregdavisonline.com. I'm curious, so how is the family now? Everybody make it through these health crises?
Well, that's the thing. It's an incredibly miraculous story and so encouraging because my son was born with 5 separate heart defects. He had his first heart surgery when he was 7 days old, and essentially we didn't know that he was going to live or not. And there was a medical professional that basically said to me the day he was born, they said, "Well, we think he will survive in the ambulance to get to Le Bonheur." So his short term survival was that precarious.
Wow.
And so he essentially at this point has gone through 6 open heart surgeries. He had 6 open heart surgeries by the time he was 17 years old. And so his survival was very, very precarious. But now he is 30 years old. He is not only healthy, he actually plays sports. And so it's like God has brought him through that in such a miraculous way. And then when he was 2, my wife, Nancy, almost died from an autoimmune disease, and she was bedridden on and off for about 6 months, and there was periods in there where she couldn't even feed herself. So he was a toddler, so I was feeding him and feeding her. I mean, and this was while I was in youth ministry. And so, but the Lord has brought her through that. It was 6 months before her doctors would even say they thought she was going to survive.
Is that right?
Yes. And so she is in better health today than she was when she almost died decades ago. And then after that, we adopted a baby girl from China, and she was 1 year and 2 weeks old, and 30 days after getting back to the United States with her, she was diagnosed with brain cancer. And so this was another storm, obviously, and she was given very little chance to survive. We went through the whole St. Jude chemo and radiation and all the things that they do for you at St. Jude. And so it was an amazing story, and some of the details are in the book. But they said that if she did survive, she would probably never walk, talk, feed herself, or anything like that. She might just be, you know, just like a mental vegetable sitting in the chair staring at the wall. And then her testimony is that she's now 22 and a half years old. She's finished 3 years of college. She's engaged to be married. And she is an amazing, young, beautiful girl. You would never look at her and think she'd been sick a day in her life. Every storm that God has brought us to, he has brought us through with victory on the other side. But the reason for that is because there are biblical principles that we need to know and understand. And that's what I'm teaching in this book, teaching people how to go through adversity in such a way that you come out stronger.
Because that, I think, is there are a lot of people out there that think that once you become a Christian you start going to church, that all your problems are over. Mm-hmm. And that is just simply not the case. And I think a lot of people are surprised when they realize, wait a second, I thought life was going to be smooth sailing now.
Exactly. Well, and you know, and our human nature does have problems with that. I mean, so many times I was praying during 70% of the things our family's been through. And by the way, you know this, I almost died of a massive heart attack last November, and they almost lost me twice that night. And then 3 months later, I was diagnosed with 2 brain aneurysms. And so, yes, we've been through a lot of adversity, but 70% of the things we've been through happened while I was the lead pastor at Cornerstone Church in South Haven, Mississippi. And one of the biggest miracles at all in our testimony is that anything ever happened at Cornerstone, because every time I turned around, I was being faced with a massive crisis. But God got us through our storms. He caused the church to grow and to expand. And we had you know, planted a campus in Tupelo, Mississippi, and that campus is going incredibly well. And so God has done so many miraculous things and brought us through these storms in victory. But again, it's how we navigate. It's how we navigate the storms that really makes the difference, and that is the purpose of the message of this book.
All right, folks, it's a great read, and I would encourage you to get yourself a copy. GregDavisOnline.com, by the way, is and they can get a copy there as well, I suppose.
They
is that
can.
Right?
There's a limited supply, but they'll have to reprint and stuff. And so, but it is available on Amazon. It's available on Books a Million, their website.
Great.
But you can get it on Greg. The other thing about my website is that there are other encouraging materials, like people could sign up for a weekly encouraging devotional.
Super.
Email if they would like that. There are other. There's other material there on the website, gregdavisonline.com.
All right, and we're going to have to leave it there. We've got to take a break. Greg, congratulations on the book again. Folks, get a copy wherever you get your books. Again, the name of the book, Standing Strong in the Storm, Pastor Greg Davis. Pastor, thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, Todd.
All right, folks, got to take a quick break. We're going right to the phones when we return. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. May I tell you about our friends over at MyPillow.com. That's right. Mike Lindell has some incredible opportunities for you, for the listeners of the Todd Starnes radio program. All this week, they've got a great three-piece towel set. So if you don't have the MyPillow towels, you don't know what you're missing. These are great towels. You're going to be able to get them for $19.98 with our promo code STARNS. That's a pretty good deal. Also, Christmas right around the corner, and what better way to celebrate Christmas than getting some incredible MyPillow products, whether it be the slippers, the MyPillow mattresses, or the incredible Giza Dream bed sheets, now as low as $29.98. Again, MyPillow.com/STARNS. You'll be able to scroll through and find all of the great products. Use my promo code STARNS, and you're going to get some great discounts. We'll be right back. All right, that was a good interview. Pastor Greg Davis. I like what he had to say. You need to get a copy of that book. GregDavisOnline.com is the website, by the way. Let's go to Paul in Gainesville, Georgia, wants to weigh in on what Pastor Davis had to say. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Yes, sir. The Pastor Davis, he really hit the nail right on the head. That's how the Lord does things in people's lives, is what you go through is your individual particular ministry. And, you know, that's the reason so many people go through so much. And you was talking earlier about the church standing up. I heard one of your guests talking about that, or call in. I don't know which one it was. But nobody can stand up on their own. It's the things they go through that pushes them through the door to go into things. A lot of things they don't want to deal with, but they're stuck in a position that they have to deal with it. And this brings out who they are. It's not it's not being built, it's being brought out of them. And that's how the Lord does it. So when the church stands up, is it bad when persecution hits, or is it good? If it's going to bring something good from it, I would say we can look at it in a different light. But that man really had his finger on the button, and I appreciate you having guests like that.
Well, glad to do it, Paul. And as I was listening to his story, and you know, going back to 2005 when I shockingly had to have that open heart surgery. I mean, it was one of those storms, and had it not been for that, I can tell you right now, I never would have been at Fox News Channel. I would not be sitting behind this microphone right now. So, you know, there is good that can come through going through these storms in life. So, all right, Paul, appreciate the call. All right, and to get yourself a copy of that book, by the way. Let's go to the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Mark is now our Hurricane Ian correspondent. Mark, what's going on down there?
Yeah, I just want to keep you abreast of what's going on. We've got the eye of it coming right towards us.
Oh.
They're saying Tampa, because we're right in the middle of the state, so it's looking like it's going to be a direct hit on us. It could go above us. We're hoping it's going to go to the panhandle. But right now they haven't got both tracks aren't coming together just as of yet. But you would think we went through a COVID pandemic. You can't get water. The shelves are bare. The bread is gone. It is just a nightmare here right now. So I'm helping some seniors right now move some of their furniture so that they can be prepared for it, because, you know, they're just not able to do it themselves. So. You know,
it's amazing, Mark. I mean, Tampa is probably one of the most populous parts of the state, that whole metro area, and they haven't had a direct hit from a hurricane in, what, over 100 years, I was reading yesterday.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But, you know, we've got that awesome guy, and his name is DeSantis, and he's got this place in a state of emergency, and you can guarantee he's got a playbook with everything in place of what's going to happen.
So, Mark, here's what I would do, Mark. I would put DeSantis right there on the beach in St. Petersburg, and put him in a robe and give him a rod, and let's see what happens. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, that might... That may be the way to go.
Part the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, he's awesome, man. But he's going to get the my prayers go out to everybody here in Florida, that everyone's going to be safe and that we're going to get through this. It's going to start tomorrow. So I'll keep you abreast. I'll send you some pictures of what's going on. So.
Please do, Mark. And, you be safe. Give us a call. We'd love to. And really, that goes for all of our folks in Florida. You know, we want to know how you guys are doing. And call in. No matter what we're talking about, Mark, we want to know how things are going out there. You just don't want to mess around with those big storms. But you guys know what to do.
Yeah, I'll call you during the storm. If I don't take off, I'm going to be in Florida. I'm not going anywhere. I'll keep you abreast.
All right, Mark, you be safe out there. Mark from the Villages, our official Hurricane Ian correspondent. By the way, if you have an electric car, now is the time to go ahead and get out so you can get recharged, because if you stay put, power may be out and you may be stuck. So nobody wants to be stuck in the middle of a storm like that. But what are they're saying? It's going to be a major hurricane. They're saying what, Category 4. So that could pack a pretty big wallop. And then you folks in Georgia, you guys are going to get the storms as well. So just be careful out there, folks, and be sure to listen to your local radio station. Just remember, when the power goes out, you still got your little transistor radio there, and your local talk and news station is going to get you through the big troubles. Don't forget, if you have not already done so, we're starting today, launching our big Alliance Defending Freedom fundraising effort, trying to get them money so they can fight these cases at the Supreme Court. ToddStarnes.com. Scroll down, look for the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and it'll take you to a special website just for us. All right, folks, got to scoot out of here. Be good, America, and be safe in Florida.